Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got your Bachelor recap coming up here with Caroline Craddock. Kelly, you were talking about Drake hosting the first ever NBA Awards last night.
Yes.
And you said you wanted a little bit more of Drake.
Drake with Will Ferrell, that sketch was so funny. And then we just, you know, had, for time's sake, we couldn't listen to all of it.
Well, how about Drake making fun of NBA players?
Okay.
Got the Brooklyn Nets in here trying to get verified on Instagram tonight. It's a lot of blue checks coming your way, boys, I promise. I'm legit excited for you. While we're on the topic of Instagram, I just want to say it's a bit of an awkward vibe in here tonight. I don't think I've ever been in a room with so many guys that have DM'd my ex-girl. Y'all some dogs, man. Y'all some dirty dogs. Hey. I haven't seen it all. LeBron James recently went bald and social media had an absolute... Oh, sorry. This is a joke from 2007. We're going to keep it. We're going to keep it real.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Drake went in on LeBron. That's mean.
That's funny.
I think Drake's...
He's awesome,
Drake's,
man.
Drake's really talented. He's great. When he hosted the ESPYs, I mean, that was better than other hosts. Yeah, now, he's great.
If it sounds like Drake's hosting a middle school banquet for basketball, it's because that's the kind of venue they had.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
It's kind of paltry.
It's the first year, so I think next year we'll get a little bit bigger.
It's the NBA, man. Come on.
I know.
It's not
money.
Like it's Bob's basketball.
Can't get much richer.
They're just dipping their toe in the water, just
it's
seeing
the
what it's
NBA.
Like. I know. Plus, the award should have been like 2 weeks ago, right after the season ended, whenever that was. Not now.
Like my high school reunion.
Yeah. It's like your venue for your high school reunion was probably way better than that one.
I'm not sure if I'm going. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Oh, to your reunion?
Yeah, I told you guys this. Cincinnati. I got to go back to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Just go. Maybe that old flame will ignite again.
It was an all-girls school, Jason.
That's what I'm talking about.
I always recommend going. I'm team go to the reunion.
Yeah, go
Me
for
too.
It.
Yeah.
You know?
Might be boring because it is an all-girls school.
You never know when you're going to see them again, you know?
I think I'm going to go, but we'll talk about it later.
Caroline Craddock, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I don't have a... I have headphones, but they're not plugged in.
Oh.
I still wanted to wear them.
There you go.
To fit in.
Okay. How's that?
You just go.
Oh,
can you hear me?
No,
what
I can't
found in
hear.
The studio, if
oh,
you just start plugging stuff in holes, you eventually find it.
Find the right one.
How about now?
Yeah, I can hear.
There you go. I got you.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Beautiful top today.
Thank you so much.
We're going with the over-the-shoulder tube top.
Cold shoulder.
Cold shoulder.
Off the shoulder.
Since I am the Bachelor expert, I'm going to be on TV today talking about The Bachelorette.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Look at you, fancy.
I know.
So what went down on The Bachelorette last night? A lot of drama.
Do we need to talk about the creep factor?
Yes. Are you talking about JS?
Yeah.
Coolest name ever. Work on that face, bro.
Oh, man. Okay, so Jam Factor was like at a 10 for me yesterday. Jam means like
creeped out.
Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Which I get the Jam's probably like 5 to 10 times during The Bachelorette anyway.
Yeah.
But like the faces were really bad.
Here's the thing with this guy, because
before
that.
There's not a worse thing, by the way, than a guy being called a creep.
I don't think he's a creep, because when you see him in other episodes, he was normal.
He was
and you're
fine.
Like, oh, that's a cool
but there's
dude.
A difference between being a creep and being creepy.
He was being
Isn't
creepy.
There?
Yeah.
I don't think he.
Yeah, it can be a hoe and not be hoe-ish. But, you know,
it's all the same to me, and it's a swipe left.
But for some reason,
yeah.
And I don't know if you caught this.
Yeah.
When he got a one-on-one with Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
When he started getting on this one-on-one, he would look normal, and then all of a sudden he would do the jaw down, just staring up from his eyes.
See, I didn't see this, but I saw your snap of it.
Yeah. I was snapping it last night.
Yeah, you were snapping the video.
The memes of it today are so bad. Like, so bad. So funny. Because he's looking, like, creepy. And so, like, there was one I saw this morning. It was, like, when the bartender asked if I want another vodka soda. And it's like...
Yeah.
So,
why was he being creepy? What was the situation?
He's just
like that.
It
like
was a conversation.
So, they have a lot in common. They're both attorneys from Dallas. Like, she was saying, like, on paper, we're great. Like, we should really like each other, but the chemistry's not there. So when she was sick, too, which, like, didn't help because she was, like, monotone the whole date.
Yeah.
Her interviews were so, like, she was over it.
She wasn't feeling it.
So she was trying to break up with him at the one-on-one, and he's, like, laying it on really thick. And she's like, you know, like, sometimes there are people who they have a connection. And some, and he's like, yeah, like either you have a connection or you don't. Like thinking like we have that connection.
We're on the same page.
And she's like, right. And if some people don't have the connection. And he's like, yeah, that would suck.
And then he would do the face. The face he makes.
Yeah.
You know that one sneaky kid back in elementary school? And then the teacher would ask him, hey, Tommy, did you pee all over the bathroom floor? And then you go, no.
No. I don't totally remember that example, but.
That's the kind of face.
Very specific example.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah. Sorry, it looks like the face when your dog did something wrong. Yeah. Mm.
We have a clip. I really want to play it. Yeah. Just their wires getting.
So she broke up with him.
She did. And their wires just keep getting crossed. Like she's trying to break up with him and he thinks she's telling him how fabulous he is.
What's been missing for me is the romantic aspect, the passion. And that's what I need from him tonight.
I'm not lying. The first interaction we had, I was shocked. When we spoke for the first time, the first night, the most nerve-wracking experience of my life, as you know, it felt good. It was really easy talking to you. And I was shocked. I wasn't expecting that. And I think the more I've gotten to know you, mm-hmm. it's taken me back a little bit. I really feel comfortable around you. And we mesh. It feels really good.
Thanks a lot, Smile Center.
We mesh. Well, by we, you mean you.
You.
Because, aww. I guess I didn't realize.
I just told him to keep his chin to his chest.
I have the chills right now. That was so bad. And she's looking at him like,
let me tell you something. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like, if he had on glasses, he would be looking over the top of
right, frame, yeah. Like, right.
Top
his
of
nose
his glasses.
That down. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, at least he was able to be on TV, and it's kind of like watching tape on yourself, and you're like,
hey, you can fix that.
I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah. Fix that. These are fixable things.
Look at the positive. You know, at least he knows.
He could, don't do that look in the courtroom during a trial.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Well, I kind of have some insight, some like juicy gossip.
On?
On him.
Oh.
But like not bad, but like I'm like also reality Steve. So I was in New Orleans a couple weekends ago, uh-huh. and I was coming home. And this was right during the Bachelor in Paradise drama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there was like five people at the airport that I saw who were definitely being flown home from Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm.
Oh. And he was one of them.
Oh, he was there?
Yep. So he's on Paradise, I think.
So they're not engaged.
No, he's off the show. She kicked him off.
Did you not just hear her break up with him?
Yes, she broke up with him. So that's interesting.
I don't understand when... Can you just explain something to me right now? You're an attorney. You've gone to school for, 7 years mm-hmm. to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a successful career. You work hard. You have to be passionate about that to do it. And then you can just take all this time off to not just do The Bachelor, but then to go on Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah, I know.
Why are you walking away from a job that you probably just got? I don't...
So many people
it
do
me.
It. Andy Dorfman did it. Like,
I don't get it. They just want to be famous for a minute.
Yeah.
It's intoxicating. You don't mm-hmm. think it'll happen to
when you.
When
you can have like a lucrative career fulfillment
man.
Of...
I know.
They want to sell sugar hair bears.
I know,
on Instagram.
But you could become like a correspondent as an attorney on television later.
No, not
like,
him.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just don't get the ones that have those kinds of jobs.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No,
because
I get
fame
it.
Is intoxicating. Yeah.
And
you
they could
more.
Always go back to it, especially in that kind
well,
of...
Well, Rachel went right back to work, which is why she's the best bachelorette of all time.
Oh, she's
because
working?
The season's not over, honey. Wait
yeah.
until the
Wait
season
till Dancing
ends,
with the Stars.
Happens. Yeah, we don't know. True. I mean, hopefully she'll keep her head straight, but you never know.
Yeah. So the final thing... Kenny and Lee. So Lee is the little guy from Nashville who they're kind of saying
snake
is a little bit of a racist and a snake.
Oh,
and
a racist snake. Oh, yeah. Man.
Can you
word
a little
snake.
Racist? Isn't it kind of all or nothing?
They're
saying he's racist.
He touches racial undertones because he decides to go after Kenny, who's a black dude, and says
he picks fights with the black.
But he's
guys
trying
on the show.
To date a black woman.
Right.
Yeah. So how can that happen?
This is why they're saying there's racial undertones because he goes to Rachel and says that Kenny is too aggressive. And apparently...
And he's lying, too. And, he's, like, making stuff up. He's like, well, he pulled me out of a van, and he tried to punch me and all this stuff. And before he does it, he tells the camera, like, watch it. Like, I'm going to come after you. And then he goes and he does this. So he's a liar.
One of the guys, and I don't know if you've ever dealt with this, Al, because you're a brother yourself. One of the guys pulled...
Wait, what?
Yeah, you guys didn't know Al's a brother?
What?
I don't see color.
But one of the guys pulled Lee aside and said, look, man, the way you called him aggressive... we've had to deal with this our whole lives, that people look at us and that they automatically assume just because we're a black male that we're aggressive. So when you do that to them, it strikes a chord.
It puts him on defense.
Yeah,
it
puts him on defense. And so, then it makes him look bad
with Rachel.
It makes
Kenny look really bad. And Kenny is the wrestler from Vegas. He has a 14-year-old who is FaceTiming and
crying,
bawling his eyes out because he loves his daughter so much. Like, this is a genuine nice guy. Right. And he really, really likes Rachel. And so I was so upset last night when Lee went and just made all this stuff up about him. So they're on a 2-on-1 date, and those never end well.
No,
and
somebody always goes home.
Yeah, so we don't know. They cut it off, so we have to watch again tonight to see what happens.
Have they ever sent two home from a 2-on-1 date?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris Soules. Remember, they like left both of them?
Yeah.
Out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
They're always in the wilderness.
And the drone flies over as
they're like in Norway.
The
so maybe, like you just said, Kelly, you can have a guy that's creepy that's not a creep. Maybe you can have a guy that does racist stuff, but he's still not a racist. Because I'm not even trying to have Lee's back. But
maybe you could have a racist who doesn't do racist actions. You know, like maybe they keep it inside, but they don't act on it. Maybe that's the flip.
Well, my point is, I mean, he can't be too much of a racist if he's going after a black chick.
He's probably not even that interested.
He's not into her.
He's a musician, dude.
He's a singer-songwriter from Nashville.
He's a complete tool.
Can you have a problem? Can he have just a problem with maybe he's had bad experiences with black men? Maybe, and not with black, maybe so he has a prejudice towards black men and not black women.
Can that happen?
I don't know.
I'm not being open-minded enough, but I think if you say racist things, you're a racist.
Yeah,
right?
That's not a good look.
And on national television.
Well, and he's like a whopping 5'7". His hair looks like there's something about Mary. He's like, he's just like trying to prove himself, and he's scrappy, and I don't like him. I want him to go away.
He could be likable if he wasn't who he was.
Yeah. He may be going home.
I hope
he probably is going home.
There is bloodshed tonight.
Bloodshed.
There's some bloodshed.
Yeah, so okay. Kenny has a black eye.
It's like the Hunger Games.
They're making it look like Kenny got his butt kicked by this Lee guy. I'm not feeling
that.
Doubt
it. Mm-mm.
No way Kenny would lose a fight between him.
Looked like fake blood to me on the little snippet I saw.
Yeah.
Can I tell you my front runners?
Oh man.
I love Alex. Alex is a Russian guy from Michigan.
Yeah.
I love Peter. Peter's my favorite.
Peter's the guy that young kid.
Huh?
The young kid with the cool hair that they went on a date last
time. That's Dean.
Oh, okay.
Peter's the one with the gap tooth.
Oh, yeah.
And they like want to have gap tooth babies together. He's my favorite. I think he is the front runner. And then I love Brian, the chiropractor. But I want them to stop making out so much because
I need Brian to change his name to Diego. He looks like a Diego
to me. He
does
look like Diego.
Yeah. So if he could do that, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy that I want to switch his name to Diego?
Yeah.
My wife keeps going like, who's Diego? I'm like, the good-looking dude she's making out with all the time.
Chiropractor.
Yeah. The good guy. All right, let's launch into Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. We want you to pick up that phone and call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, we want you to call us and tell us about those things you do that are weird. And you just found out they're weird. You've been doing them your whole life, and your friends finally told you.
Kind of thought they were kind of normal.
Yeah.
Until somebody pointed out to you, think, yeah, I don't know. That's kind of weird, dude.
Yeah, you're driving through a red light, and you lift your arms and your legs up in the air just because you think you're floating. We've had those in the past. You think there's dead bodies in dumpsters when you drive by them.
Hmm.
Yeah, you might be crazy.
Sad.
Oh, we've had those as well, Kelly. I know. We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? This is where you give us a call and admit to your craziness, and we let you know if you're crazy or not. Most people do want to be crazy. In fact, you want to get into Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we're crayologists.
That's the ultimate goal, right, Big Al?
It sure is.
I guess mine was a Does That Make Me Crazy yesterday when I talked about how I made a fake Kinsey out of the pillows. And I sent my wife a picture expecting an awe in return.
Aww.
But all I got was a ha-ha, and my feelings were hurt. Does that make me crazy or sensitive?
I did that. Makes you a girl.
I did that when I was married, but I went all out.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh, was a for reals girl?
Yeah. And then sent her a picture. Ha ha.
Right. Well, we just got a text here that said, just wanted to let JC know that my girlfriend is out of town, so I made an Amy out of the pillows. So I wouldn't be alone. She gave me the, oh, that's an adorable response.
Aww.
That's what you wanted,
right?
That's what I wanted right there.
Way to rub it in.
I know. Phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll start here with the calls here. Hi, Tori.
Hi.
Hey. All right, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What do you do?
Okay, so I poke and pick my husband's belly button when he's sleeping.
Pick
Does that
it.
Make me crazy?
Pick.
What's the best thing you've picked?
What have you found in there?
Nothing really. I don't know. I love poking and picking at it, and he hates it.
Yeah.
I would imagine so.
Man.
Does that make me crazy?
It feels weird to scratch my belly button. I don't like it.
I think so.
Is it a shallow belly button or a pretty deep one? What are we looking at here?
It's a pretty deep one.
Mm. Really?
So you the curiosity just gets to you. What's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just love poking and picking at it. Just, I don't know. Just the feeling.
Yes.
I like to poke it really hard. And he gets so mad.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say crazy.
Yeah, that makes you fun crazy, though.
Crazy on that.
I like congratulations.
You. Congrats.
Yay.
You keep poking and picking.
Do you get down to, like, the first knuckle or the second knuckle?
JC is fascinated.
I'd say the first.
The first knuckle.
The first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still pretty deep.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by belly buttons. I don't know why. I used to like grabbing, touching my wife's when she was pregnant because it popped out. Did you ever touch hers?
Mine didn't pop out, no.
Oh, it felt so cool. She would hate it. Belly buttons are the best. From the text.
Yeah.
I don't let my dog see me naked because I'm his mom and I think it's inappropriate for kids to see their moms naked after a certain age. He's 2 now, so pretty old in dog years. Does that make me crazy?
No, it was always weird with George. Mm. I don't know why. He would wait for me to get out of the shower just because he wanted to lick my legs. I don't know.
I just think it's weird. I feel like they judge you when they stare at you naked.
I don't think they think anything of it, but
I'm fine with it. I'm happy someone wants to see me naked. Yeah.
There's an awkwardness about being naked.
Ways you can do it.
For a lot of people. I mean, even when you're home alone, walking around the house naked feels weird sometimes.
Do they know we're in the bathroom? I mean, you know.
What we're doing?
They just love to sit there and watch it, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, they love it.
I'm like,
go.
Give me some time to sit down and pee. I let you pee in peace outside.
Yeah.
Why are you jumping up on my legs?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, Curtis, no. And I don't really appreciate him looking at me when he's doing.
They do make awkward eye contact when they're going.
They're embarrassed.
They're looking dead at you. Like,
embarrassed.
See, I was told you get a sty in your eye if you stare at a dog going number 2.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know. I found out later that's false.
You found out later.
And by later, I mean a couple years ago. For the longest time, I wouldn't look. Hey, Dakota.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Cool, man.
Let's hear if you're crazy or not.
Okay, so I'm so scared of heights, and I don't trust bridges at all, that every time I go over a bridge, I unbuckle my seatbelt and roll down all the windows in my car just in case if I go over, I'm going to be ready.
You are prepared.
That is very smart.
I'll be ready for what? To fly?
Yes, because if the car goes over the bridge or the bridge collapses, she can get out of her car.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
all right. I'm ready.
Yeah, what if the seatbelt's not working because the water does something to it, and then she can't
Yes, mm-hmm. I love your thinking.
That happens all the time.
Not crazy.
Just don't rear-end anybody when you're on the bridge. You'll be all good.
Very careful driving over that bridge.
They're making them higher and higher.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, now they've got, like, little scissors and a glass breaker thing you're supposed to keep in your glove compartment. But what if your glove compartment's locked?
Then you're really
screwed. You got to think of everything in case of emergency.
Little Caesars.
No, that's a pizza. Little
Caesars. Sorry. Yeah, hungry.
Yeah, pizza. In case.
Keep a pizza in the glove compartment just in case you go off a bridge.
I don't know.
I always got to have snacks. That stresses me out.
If I'm stuck in the car, I might as well have some Little Caesars.
I don't want to be dying and hungry.
Nah, man. I'm not down with that. Crystal wrote us and said, I hold my breath anytime I drive by a cemetery because I think it's rude to breathe among the dead because they're not allowed to do it.
They're not. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, you're crazy, but very courteous. You know? That's very nice of you to do that.
I was always told you shouldn't speak at the cemetery because you're letting the souls rest, but that was just a, like, silly
Southern
thing.
They got plenty of time to rest.
That was a silly Southern thing, but
they got time.
They got plenty of time
They got plenty of time to rest.
Yeah, they do.
Not the breathing, though. They might get jealous about that. What's up, Jacob?
What's going on, man?
You, baby.
Not much, man. Just want to figure out if you're crazy or not.
Yeah, at family gatherings or anytime I'm around, you know, eat at my house or at family members' house and stuff, I never sit down to eat. And yesterday, really brought it to my attention because I was standing up to eat around my brother, and everybody was sitting down on the couches and stuff. My brother was like, "You ain't got to sit down." And I was like, "No, man, I don't sit down while I eat." He was like, "Man, you're a weirdo."
It is kind of weird.
Well, how's this work for you in restaurants?
No, that's probably the only place that I do sit down to eat is in restaurants.
Okay, so it's just at the family gatherings at the house.
If you did it at restaurants, I'd call you crazy. I think you're just trying to digest faster than everyone else.
Hmm.
Al?
I'm not going to say that's crazy because my dad did that. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just you're busy. Like, you don't, you know, you're kind of antsy and you're always doing something. You want to take a couple of bites and then go do something else and then come back. I don't really think that's crazy.
Yeah. Kelly, you feel he's crazy on that one?
I'll be standing up my entire wedding. So.
Jenna?
And reception. Not crazy.
Not crazy.
No,
Jacob, you keep standing, dude.
Cool deal.
You're no crazy.
Oh, see? Disappointment in his voice. I know. It's tough. Not everybody can be crazy,
I also think, I mean, I stand and eat in my kitchen by myself all the time.
I do.
I think if you're not surrounded by people, I stand and eat. It's not as enjoyable, but it's kind of like, all right, well, let's just get this over with.
Let's get this over with. Okay.
Save that.
Steve, eating gives me so much joy.
I know.
It really does.
Yeah, I'm just not that into it. So it's I just kind of eat for sustenance. So
Alan's learned that about me. He's like, that's one of the things he really appreciates is
my appreciation
of food.
Oh, you love food.
Now, I'd go to a 2 or 3 hour dinner and sit down with good company.
He's like, why aren't you like a food critic or a food blogger or something?
You're really
I love it so much.
You're a foodie, for
sure. I love taste.
Yeah, because you can identify all of those things that we had when we were at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. Like, you could tell us what everything tastes like. Mm. Oh, it's got a little garlic. It's a little...
And I love condiments. I love condiments and sauces.
Sauces are cool.
Yes.
What's your favorite condiment?
Oh, gosh, that's hard, JC.
If you had to pick one to live with the rest of your life.
If I had to pick only one to live with for the rest of my life.
Forever.
This is tough because I'd have to choose between salsa, ranch, or Heinz 57. Those are three good ones. If you could only have three for the rest of your life, those are three good ones.
I could live with ranch.
But I'm guessing out of all three, I'd have to go with salsa. Maybe.
Chunky?
Oh, I don't know. See, why'd you make me choose?
Because that's what we do here. We ask tough questions.
I think you chose three of the best ones.
Yeah, those are the best ones. I don't know about Heinz.
Heinz 57?
Heinz 57.
Oh.
That's not ketchup.
No.
What is Heinz? I don't think I've ever had Heinz 57.
Steak sauce.
It's kind of like a...
Oh, A1.
Is it like a sweeter A1?
No.
A1's delicious also, but Heinz 57 is like a lighter... Heinz 57 can go on more things than A1 can
It's like a brown ketchup. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's a sweeter A1. Yeah.
It's a hybrid between ketchup and steak sauce.
Oh, then I would go with A1 if I'm going to go
with like sriracha.
I love sriracha.
Oh, I found something.
And Cholula.
Okay, I'm going to have to find it and remember.
You have to rename this. Does that make you hungry?
It's something you put on chicken, and I found it in the Asian section. And
Asian.
I'm going to have to tell you what that is. It starts with a P.
Tiger sauce?
I think of what it is.
The Asian P.
Perini sauce or Perini? Something like that. I'll have to find it because it is so good.
Oh, a little tidbit here for the Full House fans. Cholula, you know that hot sauce Cholula? Have you seen it? The packaging?
Yeah.
Looks just like Danny Tanner.
Oh, I
looks like Bob Saget. Yeah, next time you go to the store, take a look at that.
All right, we're digressing because people got crazy
Full
to
House
share.
Fans.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of us out there. Jenna, don't judge. Hey, Victoria.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. What's your crazy?
So if I'm like watching TV or having a conversation with someone and a word just seems to pop in my head or sounds weird in that conversation or on TV, I spell it with my finger in the air. Just, I trace out the letters with my finger. It's something I've always done. My fiance will catch me doing it and make fun of me all the time. It's just, I'll do it over and over again until it feels just right.
Until it feels right.
Feels right. Yeah, that's cute crazy, though. I like that.
That's kind of crazy.
I'm glad that you've been doing that. Yeah. Welcome to the crazy club.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
When I shop for fabric softener or detergent, this is from the text, I normally grab the one in the back because the one in the front has already been sniffed by another person, and I don't want the hoochie one. You don't want sloppy seconds from the detergent. Huh. I like them. Hey, keep them coming. Yeah, if you want us to read them next week or next time we do Does That Make Me Crazy, all you got to do is go on Twitter or on our Facebook page and use the hashtag Does That Make Me Crazy, and next time we'll get to them.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
30 minutes away from Love Letters to Kelly today. We're doing Love Letters to Kelly Week.
Yeah.
And, every day is a different theme. This today's theme is living together.
Shacking
up, Big Al Mac. We'll do that in 30 minutes, but this isn't a love letter to Kelly. It's more like a letter to Kelly.
Oh.
Just for you, Kelly. Dear Kelly and the rest.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. Thank you for your Tinder stories, because after 15 years of marriage and not going through divorce, I have found a wonderful and caring woman. Aww. I met her on Tinder, or so I thought. Turns out when I saw her profile, she ended up being the woman I was crushing on at my nephew's baseball game.
Oh.
My nephew and her son played on the same team. Since our first date, we haven't looked back, and that was just over a year ago. Aww. Thank you, Kelly.
Look at that.
You gotta take a chance. You know, so many people say, I tried it and it didn't work. Well, try again with a different attitude.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have to go into it. You have to be in the right place mentally and emotionally.
True.
Yeah.
And look at it like not every date has to be the one, or I'm not doing it again. You know?
You know how I started looking at it too is it just takes one.
Yeah.
One match.
You're just presented with a lot of maybe options that you don't want.
Right.
But it just takes one.
And you know, I've noticed that Tinder and Bumble on those are really good for missed connections. So like he says, this is the girl I was crushing at my nephew's baseball game, and I missed out on it. I didn't see her again.
He never knew how to approach her or whatever, and this was the opportunity.
Yeah, because I see a lot of people at the gym. They'll be like, man, there's this girl that works out at the gym, but you don't really want to approach people at the gym. And my buddies will be like, oh, they came up on Tinder. And then that way you know if they're into you or not without embarrassing yourself or going up to them. So that's helped them out quite a bit.
All right.
So good job, David. Keep that going. Keep us posted on how that's going.
Oh, we, you know.
What?
Hear from people all the time. I was doing a podcast with Alan, A Sandwich and Some Lovin'.
Yeah,
it was our first, you know, episodes. We were, you know, trying to, because Alan's
Hello,
never
I'm
done
Alan.
It before, and I was nervous because I'd never worked with him before in that venue. And we asked for listeners to call in. A listener called in from her honeymoon. She was on the beach, sand, wind, everything whipping in the background. And she said, Kelly, I'm the woman that stopped you in the parking lot. She's in Target one day. I heard, Kelly! I was like, what? She said, I am dating the man of my dreams on Bumble because of you. She heard me talk about it, got on Bumble, and they had even a bigger whirlwind romance than Alan and I did. They were already on their honeymoon.
Oh, they got married.
And
way
called
faster.
Us on a sandwich and some lovin' from her honeymoon.
Look at that.
How about that?
Speaking of sandwich and some lovin' is all a man needs to prevent heart disease. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Please tell me more.
That's all he needs. It only works in men. That's because men need much better blood flow than women, and you know, to get things going.
I think
it's good for the heart.
Exercise would help that too.
Sure, but who wants to go to the gym?
We'll take some loving.
We buy gym clothes. You got to put them on. So, love. Kelly is right. All we need is a sandwich to keep us healthy, and fed, and some loving.
Yeah, fill the bellies in there. Mm.
And this one kind of made me mad when I saw this, because I already hate mosquitoes. Did you know that when a mosquito bites you?
Is this tidbit news? Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Al.
Yeah, man.
It's time for tidbit news.
Yes. If you hated mosquitoes before, you're going to hate them even more.
Okay, give me the mosquito news.
Because when a mosquito bites you, and it has to clear up some room to get your blood in there, right?
Yeah.
So, you know what it does?
What?
It takes a pee on you. Mosquitoes pee on you every time they bite you.
I think a fly might do that too, because a fly landed on me for a half second the other day, and I swear it was wet.
Mystery liquid.
All right.
Yeah, they do. Fly pee on you too?
Flies, that's what they say. Every time a fly lands, it goes to the bathroom. Why if it lands on your
food. I flicked it like real quickly. It wasn't on me. I mean, it wasn't even
for a nanosecond.
I'm like, that was wet.
And really? JC, you know the mosquitoes. It's just the chicks.
That bite us?
The females.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're all about it.
They're all about it. They can't resist the JC.
They're all about the life. Speaking of going to the bathroom, Big Al, dogs stare at us when they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Full circle. This was from last break.
Uh-huh.
Al wonders why his dog stares at him when he goes number two.
Yeah.
It's because when they're going to the bathroom, they feel vulnerable and they want to make sure you protect them. That's why they're staring at you. Make sure you got their back.
Okay, now it makes more sense. And we discussed this months ago. A lot of dogs face north when they poop.
Yeah, that's right. Some sort of magnetic pull that's in their body or something.
Yeah. Right. Well, or they have a doggy compass.
Or something like that. Look at that. Look at all those.
That's a lot of tidbit news.
All that knowledge we just dropped.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We were talking about how Jenna saw a lady with her little boy.
I'm so impressed with some parenting. I mean, I know I'm not a parent. And I ate stuff. Like, I ate kind of healthy and tried a lot of foods when I was a kid. But I saw a little kid with his tray. and all divvied up, you know, at a restaurant, and the little kid's just popping cherry tomatoes. I mean, this little kid's, I'm talking like 3, 2, I don't know, popping cherry tomatoes. I'm like, that is like good parenting there, you know,
yeah,
that little
yeah.
kid's eating cherry tomatoes.
I thought people, my kids eat fish, but it's goldfish.
Or fish sticks, you know, yeah, like, oh, they yeah. will only eat fish sticks yeah. and french fries and applesauce. Yeah.
I ate Oreos like that.
Yeah.
Just pop them in.
I failed at the getting my kids to eat healthy. I tried.
This kid, I don't even know what was on the tray. It was like cherry tomatoes, some maybe kale or Brussels sprouts, something green. I'm like, how is that's what that
oh,
kid's
no.
eating?
No, some kids you'll see eating sushi.
I mean, that's like,
who are these children?
Yes,
they do. What about your chicken nuggets?
Well, how'd you get Emma Kelly to eat broccoli, Kelly?
We told her to make her boobies grow.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then some mothers called and were upset because now their sons wouldn't eat broccoli.
Because of boobies. Your pecs will grow, son.
Yeah.
Your pecs, your muscles.
Hey, I think if you introduce it when they're young and they don't know any better, why not?
Well, the thing is Emma Kelly loved broccoli until we start reading fairy tales. And in the books, they'll say, broccoli is poison. Broccoli. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, I'm not eating. I'm like, why would they do that?
Yeah,
she was perfectly fine.
My son won't eat avocados right now because we're watching that Teen Titans show. And Robin ate a bunch of avocados and turned into an avocado monster.
There you go.
And so Kason thinks he's going to turn into an avocado monster now, so he won't eat avocados.
Kids are that impressionable. It's true.
But cartoons are what got me to eat spinach because it was Popeye.
Popeye, yes.
Popeye got me to, I would tell my mom, go buy the canned spinach. And she's like, jokes on you. That's all we can afford.
Jokes on you.
That's all we can afford.
Jokes on you, poor kid.
Yeah, we got you on that one. So we're doing Love Letters to Kelly all week long with different themes because it's Kelly's last week before marriage.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're treating
TikTok.
You to expert love advice from Kelly. Today's theme is living together or
shacking
up. Let's go. Yeah.
Love letters.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Love letters to Kelly.
I was feeling good about that one, but it wasn't.
You got to be conductor there. You got to give me that hand signal.
Sorry, here we go.
I got excites.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My fiance and I just moved into our first new house together. Oh. I am 30 and he's 32. We've been having small arguments, though, about decorating items in the house. I'm realizing our styles are completely different. I'm nervous this could turn into more arguments over stupid things. What's your best advice on handling a situation like this, Chelsea?
Well, I'll tell you, the truth is Alan has brought in some things into the home this week. We've been moving, and I'm not particularly in love with them.
Which one do you hate the most?
He knows what it is if he's listening right now. There's this vase that he has, and it has, I don't know if it's a worm, a snake, a salamander. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's orange and teal, and I'm wanting to say maybe coral colors, you know.
On the vase.
And
on the
he's
vase.
Got it in the middle of my front room that he did the mirror wall.
Our front.
Yeah. I get back. I fluctuate. It's hard to get used to that. But the beautiful mirror wall he did for me.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of that room is red and it's gold. And now I've got this teal and orange and coral vase that he is in love with. He said if he had to pick one thing in the house that it was his favorite thing, it would be that vase.
No way. A vase?
I told him, I said, I'm not saying it can't stay because I don't want to be like, this is my house and you're coming into my house. No, it's our home.
Yeah.
I'm trying to let my eye get used to looking at it because after a while, don't you just kind of like get used to something as like whatever.
Yeah,
he says the room is eclectic.
Well, it kind of is with the
but eclectic to me still has to go together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would think before you move in together, you kind of talk about a couple like this. I have with any boyfriend I've had, it's kind of like maybe that's a weird thing that we've discussed it, like our styles and things that
Alan,
we both like.
I walked into Alan's apartment; it was beautifully decorated, so I wasn't
just
worried. It wasn't a question of
just not doesn't match
he has
your
good taste.
As much.
He has great taste, but some of our stuff just doesn't go together, and you know it's still a work in progress. You know, you pick your battles.
Right.
You learn to live with certain things. You give him I'm giving him his man cave, which is really just a little office off the front bathroom. Man cave, but it's his room. He can do whatever he wants in there. That's his space.
What are the chances of him coming home one day and the vase is broken?
Why didn't you just slip a five to the movers and say, hey, that falls.
Yeah.
No, because we lovingly.
That better not show up in one piece.
He lovingly moved that over in his car. So I'm just saying, when it comes to decorating, you just, you know, live with something for a minute. Don't make it. I don't think this is an indicator of how bad your marriage is going to be and the fights you're going to have.
Compromise.
But
yeah.
It's compromise on decorating. Maybe y'all can come up with a fun little system. Okay, you get to pick. I get to pick one thing of yours to throw away. You get to pick one thing of mine to throw away. We get, you know, maybe make it sort of like a balance thing, maybe a game. I get to pick three things in this room. You get to pick three things. Uh-huh. And then just, I promise you, your eye will get used to looking at it, no matter how awful it is.
I told my last girlfriend.
What?
She'd get used to looking at me. She didn't. Yeah. She broke up with me.
You'll get used
girlfriend.
To this.
But I'm giving that vase a chance, honey. If you're listening, which I know you are.
I promise, it gets better each time you look at it.
Get used to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
A living together edition.
Shack it.
I'll do shacking next time. I like shacking better. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have a son together, a house together, and his father also lives with us.
Oh, my.
So a couple weekends ago, he was hauled off to jail.
Who? He, the husband or the father?
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend, I mean. Oh.
Well, he called me crying and finally proposed to me.
Oh, my
from
God.
From jail?
Oh, from jail?
We've got to do that when we get back from vacation. Proposals from the pen.
Yes.
I thought something was up, so I got the password for his phone and also found that he was cheating with two girls. But he says he will never do it again.
Oh, girl.
I started the paperwork to end things, but I'm already getting cold feet.
No.
Help. Steph.
No, go ahead and follow through, Steph. You know you're in a bad situation. And it's hard because you're going away from something and you don't know what's out there. But you don't know what wonderful thing is out there waiting. If you just go take a chance and try to grab it, it might be hard for a minute.
I want girls to know how much better. It's so hard to be heartbroken and lonely.
Hard.
It is hard. Kelly and I have both been there, but you deserve so much better than that.
Don't
and you
settle.
Have to believe it.
Don't settle for
where's
that.
Where's dad and son going to live?
They can live right there in the house that she leaves.
If true love is not using my one call to propose to you, then I don't know
he
what
he proposed
is.
In jail. He's
you're
cheating
his only
on me.
Hope. Yeah.
No.
I used my one call.
Did he call Colette?
You deserve better, and you deserve to show your son. Your son deserves to be shown better
of
how a man
how treat
should
women.
Treat women. What a woman expects out of a man in a relationship, and this is not it.
We have a collect call from. Will you marry me?
It's awful.
That getting that kind of phone call, though, I'm telling you. It's so true. Call from.
Will you marry me?
A collect call from.
Kelly's advice is so on point
office.
On that.
Will you marry me?
If they listen to you,
Kelly. They can't hear me over their laughter. All right.
Follow up. It's Todd, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm only going to be for 2 hours. If you don't have a quarter, then you'll have another choice.
Except for yes.
You have to communicate in that little. Yeah.
Pick me up at 4 a.m.
Bring bail.
All right.
We're going to follow the cake.
That's all the time we have.
I'm sorry, Matt. Bail, not a veil. We're not getting married yet.
All right.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for a year. We are ready to move on to the next step. Shacking. And lately, I've been feeling a lot of guilt. I've had feelings for another guy since before we got together, but he's in the military and he'll be out of the country for at least 4 years. What should I do? I love my boyfriend, but I can't help but imagine my life with this other guy.
You're very immature emotionally, Paige. You're very immature emotionally. And this is like a bad episode of Teen Moms minus the 16-year-olds with babies. That's just what it feels like in my gut. It's like,
you're not ready.
He went off to the military, but I'm going to stay with this one. But in 4 years when he gets out, maybe I can look at him again. No, you don't sound emotionally mature to be acting like a couple that
is getting ready to move into their own apartment.
Yeah, you're not ready for that. But go ahead, have fun, because you're going to do it anyway. I don't know what you're asking me. What is she asking me? What to do?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you, don't move in with him. That's what I'm telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to do it anyway.
What should I do? Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, don't move in with him. You're not emotionally mature enough to handle
it. She loves her boyfriend, Kelly.
Yeah. No, you don't.
But I can't imagine my life with this other
with other guy. Without,
right. No.
She's in love with two people, Kelly.
No, basically. You're not emotionally mature enough to handle this. All right, I'm done with that one.
Love letters.
Oh, no. Love letters to Kelly.
One more here.
Okay. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Cohabitate edition. I'm really lost on what I should do. My boyfriend and I moved in together back in December. We usually argue. That's great. I have depression and anxiety. I overanalyze everything, so I tend to be the one to start the arguments. The past 2 weeks, we've argued literally every night. He usually doesn't want to go to bed at the same time as I do, and also never really wants to do much with me anymore. He's also been really depressed.
You're moving
with his,
in together?
With his again, school grades.
His school grades?
He's a junior in college.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if he's just taking that out on me. I just need some advice. So they're depressed and stressed.
Yeah, you just said you're the cause of most of the fights, but now he's taking everything out on you. Y'all are just a bad match.
Mm-hmm.
This is, maybe you'll eventually come back together, but I don't think this is the... y'all
fix
just, this
yourself.
Is, this yeah. is a mess. Why would you want to come home to that every day?
Fix right. yourself up.
Yeah, why would you want to come home to that environment? Your home is a place of peace, and it sounds like nothing but constant turmoil and distress and... this isn't working out. Yeah. Hopefully you signed a 6-month lease and it's about up.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just say this just wasn't working and let's just keep dating. Let's not live together. And don't be giving me that financial excuse. You find another roommate. I mean, this just isn't working. Yeah. Don't stay in something that's poison and toxic. You think it's going to get better?
Nope.
And a lot of times I think people get in, when you're so close and living together, you think the other person should fix you. Yeah. Like your problems, right. And you can't put that on them.
She admits that
she's anxious and depressed. Yeah.
Y'all are both got way
get
too many
medicine.
Issues. Yeah, get that's right. Get some medicine. Or, and get another roommate.
Get some medicine.
Or what else?
Or have a baby. Babies fix everything.
No.
You sound like a couple that needs to have a kid.
I don't know. I had to live through my own turmoil and stuff, and I'm in a different place in my life. If I could save you a lot of trouble and heartache and stuff, you just go ahead and be done with that. Don't stay in it.
You don't need that.
Stay in it. It's miserable. You've been miserable for 6 months.
So quote Kelly, you don't need that. Go to KidNation.com and write us a love letter to Kelly.
Solid advice today, Kelly.
Solid. Who knows? Your letter might be read tomorrow.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.